Welcome back inside Belk Arena here on the postgame show, powered by Ortho Carolina. As we get set for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop is joining us here courtside. And, Coach, this was a game that tightened up at points in the second half, but it seemed to have been a recurring theme that guys are making big plays at big times at some critical moments to force separation again.
And, you know, much like the last three games that we've had, it's been a multitude of guys making big plays at big times. And I was just thrilled with the way that this team played tonight. Got the lead early, stayed with the lead, stayed with their discipline, stayed with their details, stayed with their decision-making, and all of a sudden, three became five, and five became seven, seven became 10, 10, 13, and, you know, we just gradually chipped away, and that's the way this team has been all season long.
We looked at the shot differential, especially in the first half, but a big reason for that, you guys did a great job of being the aggressor tonight and getting to the foul line.
We made that a point of emphasis. We got signs hanging in the locker room, referencing getting fouled, giving plaudits to those guys who are able to draw fouls. I think John and Keyshawn and Luke in particular, those three guys, were absolutely sensational. But, you know, you have to give everyone on the team credit for what we did tonight. But those three guys in particular, we went to the two of them. We went to Luka almost the entire night. We went to Keyshawn almost the entire night. And, of course, Keyshawn buried those three threes that kept us in the lead throughout the first half.
Now, going back to Luka, I mean, when you talk aggressive play, he brought the fight early in this game, but his line was pretty impressive as he finished in this game, and he's got five blocks. I mean, he was going after it. I know the previous two games, I don't believe he had scored, so he was ready to get after it.
So he gets 18 tonight, 18, 9, 4 assists, and 5 blocks. And look at John's stat line, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. Keyshawn's 14 and 5. I mean, those are absolutely sensational stat lines from those three guys.
And you look at critical plays again, and Luka in the mix. How big is that tip back to John on the left wing at that point in the game to give you an opportunity, and John's able to convert?
Yeah, John's three there was reminiscent of what he did at St. Bonaventure. Luka, you know, we spoke before the game, he and I, and you could see he was feeling good. He was feeling that, you know, he got over the hump in practice the last 2 days, and he saw what he could do better, and he worked at it in practice, and, boy, he demonstrated that tonight.
How pleased were you to see Keyshawn get back in the mix? He had two really good games, not so much the last two. Here tonight, he had opportunities again, and he was able to convert.
Well, we went to him. You know, he's earned that right, and sometimes he's making that the cross between the front court, the post, and the perimeter, and tonight he handled both of them marvelously, you know, knocking down 3 for 4 from three, but yet we went to him in the post, and he got a couple of conversions down there, but he also got fouled, and that is such a valuable tool for us when he can get to the foul line.
And, Coach, coming out of this game now, 2 points of emphasis, rebounding, and a couple passes that led to easy baskets.
Well, we said three things at halftime. We said the rebounding, we just got to do a better job. And part of it was, like, there was an air ball over there in the end of towards the end of the game, and Luka got called with a foul. And he fouled the guy, but air ball's a tough one to read. There was a rebound here in the first half, which we had everyone loaded up on this side, jump shot over there, and it just landed almost like a wedge and fell over here. And this guy, Langevin, he's sensational. I mean, this guy is like a rocket going after the ball. He's explosive as can be, and we knew that. And Kevin Kuwick, who had the scout, was right on target with every description he made about what this team was going to do. He was right on the money. We continue to flourish in the area of our scouting. Our assistant coaches have been sensational.
So if you had to pick one thing you're most pleased about tonight, right now at this moment, what would it be?
Well, the fact that they shot 25 more shots than us, 25 more shots than us, and we won by 15 points. So I think that's a pretty impressive statistic right there. We held them to 33% from the floor, 12% from the arc, and we shot 48.5 ourselves and 41 ourselves from three. So we had a marvelous game in terms of offense and defense. Obviously, the rebounding number is one we want to change, but other than that, we'll take this kind of victory any night of the week.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. As always, congratulations on this 8-1 start in conference play.
Thanks, Jared.